my French, but you're an asshole.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. Let's get moving with the wretched one. All right.
Pogo motherfucking City Radio.
That was the Wretched Ones on Pogo City Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Bedlam. We got quite a few friends over tonight, so let's get moving with the intros. But before we get to them, I got to say what's up to the lovely rude girl, Jessica.
What's up?
What's going on, Jessica?
Yes. Lovely rude girl. Yeah, here we go.
You are lovely.
Oh, I know it. And so are you, baby. And so are you.
Over there in the peanut gallery, we
Mrs.
got
Parasitics.
Mrs. Parasitics, Larry Sitics, and Joey Pitt from a bunch of jerks and the Hub City Stompers. How are you guys doing?
Doing good, man.
Doing
good.
Well.
It's
doing
Friday night. Well.
Awesome.
Doing it. Girl, awesome.
Halloween
weekend.
Doing it well.
Yeah.
Doing
and here we,
it,
and
doing
here we are
it, doing
sitting,
it well.
Doing a podcast.
We're doing it.
Podcast.
Doing it.
When we're drinking and having
when
a good
I could
time.
Be wearing a sexy outfit.
Well,
you should be. Actually,
really?
You are.
I
selling
think,
my ass down on the corner. You're not wearing a sexy
outfit.
I'm pretty sure you're wearing a sexy outfit right now.
It's only because you're super attracted to me anyway, so.
Hello, I'm sitting here in between the two
off
of you.
Piece of that.
So much going on. So much.
All right. So everybody's going to be
what?
Hanging out for the night. And then I think some of us were going down to Pearly Baker's.
Going down to the bar.
Going down to Pearly Baker's over there by Mother's in the Circle in Easton. Going to check out the Mosey Beat. Not a punk band, kind of like a funk jazz band, but they're our friends. So we're going to go support the local
support
music scene.
Shit,
very
yo.
Talented musicians, yes. May I say.
Definitely. Definitely from P-Berg. They just put out an album, Flight. You can actually get it on Spotify. Maybe I'll work it in later. Not really our format, but maybe we'll work it in. But one thing that is our format, talking about the New York Relics, and they just did their reunion show, what, last week?
Yes, and I went, and instead I went to go see Billy Joel.
I was fantastic.
It hurt my brain trying to like, you know, like,
enjoy Billy Joel
really,
while that was going
no,
on.
No, it didn't really hurt my brain. I wanted to go see Billy Joel, but I was very upset that it was on the same date as the NY Relics reunion show.
Yes, because the tickets for Billy Joel were bought.
They were very expensive,
many,
and
many,
they were boring.
Many,
you may
many,
not
many,
have made
many,
it
many,
home, though.
The Relics,
but I have faith that that's not their It wasn't a one-off thing. I hope that they do another show. I really do, because the NY Relics and at least me go way back. I love them so
Justin,
much.
Justin, what's his name from the New I remember York when Relics they were, play in the Devotchkas, the drummer?
Johnny Cray.
Yeah.
He's not, I don't think he's in either one of those bands. No, he did that.
Well, Johnny Cray did, but pretty much everything.
Yeah, from that. Yeah, absolutely. Even the Casualties, the UFC, Casualties, Relics,
Johnny Cray did a lot of stuff. He played in a lot of it. Yeah. And I think that he doesn't get nearly as much credit as he deserves. First of all, the Crays. He did. He was in Roger Murat and the Disasters. Yep. Like
he was in the Undead for a little bit.
Roger
Man,
Murat.
You really follow this guy.
Oh, well, he was everywhere.
He's a good friend of mine. He's a good friend of mine.
Stalker.
He didn't know. I'm not a stalker.
He said
Joey.
Roger Murat.
He's a good friend, and he deserves everything that he gets.
Oh, yeah.
He
I do not disagree.
He was the drummer for the NY Relics, who were. Previously, the Relics. They were just the Relics. they were the Relics before some East Coast magazine tried to sue them. So they changed their name to the NY Relics.
It's the easiest way to do it.
Yeah,
similar to Blank 77 being the Blanks.
Exactly.
All right, but let's get to the Relics. Here, oh, okay, we'll do that real quick. Blank 77, their name, they were originally the Blanks because they couldn't think of a name. But I guess there was another band somewhere on the East Coast
Blank
that was going by the Blanks. So that's why they added the
77. Blank 182.
Yeah,
Blank. That one band.
So they added the 77. But the original demo is the Blanks.
Yes, but Andrew, why are you so obsessed with the Blanks?
Oh,
yeah. Oh, he is.
Been. He's
always
obsessed.
Fanboy. I'm just...
Andrew is definitely
I'm just fucking Andrew. I'm just fucking with you because that dude.
Yes,
that dude.
That was fun though.
Who
did
is
you
that?
Hear that?
Who
don't
is,
worry. Don't worry. No,
who
no, no,
is
no,
that
no.
guy?
Hold on.
Can we get into
later.
That?
No. I'll tell you about it.
Can we get into
but
that?
But let's get to the Relics. Let's get to the Relics. We're back. That was the NY Relics. Lots of people talking. A lot of side combo going on. But we were having some good conversations about, you know, the whole. Yo, girls.
Our bad.
The whole NY 90s scene. And we were talking about the NY Relics and fucking Banner of Hope. And that's what we're going to get to next. Because Erica, who was singing there, was also the singer in Banner of Hope. But we're not going to play that era of Banner of Hope. We're going to play. You need a microphone. We're gonna play.
Okay, so
wait, let him get in the microphone. Let me get in the microphone.
Right, so Erica is great. It's like when I say your last.
That's good, dude. That's good.
your last.
Your lies.
Just remember, Janelle but just has remember to deal with this before, every day
but before that, there was a Banner of Hope that I remember, and there was a male lead singer. It's like The Expelled.
Yes.
It's a lot like The Expelled.
And this is coming off the pogo attack.
Yes, exactly. And, so, yes. So, but Erica, don't get me wrong, Erica's a great front lady. However, there was a Banner of Hope before her, and it's my favorite Banner of Hope.
Here it is coming off the pogo attack with Taint. All right, that was Banner of Hope on Pogo City Radio. Now, I thought we lost everybody for a second, but we actually didn't. We're fine. We're actually fine. I had you muted up until a second ago.
Been talking business over here.
I had you muted up until a second ago.
yeah.
So I
have.
Hey.
Hey.
All right. Why don't we just keep rocking the tunes? And let's do some Minor Threat Stepping Stone.
Got it. We'll be right back.
All right, let's keep it old school and stick with the DCC. Here's Bad Brains, Dan, Ian, DC. All right, now that was Bad Brains on Pogo City Radio. Now, I don't know. I didn't do this on purpose, but at first we played Ian MacKay, Minor Threat, and then we went into Bad Brains, and now next to my cue list, I got Black Flag. Now, all three of these bands are tied together, even though Black Flag coming from the West Coast and the first two coming from D.C., but Henry Rollins, you know, was one of the part of the DC scene, and he didn't even jump on the road with Black Flag until they came to DC, and they actually met up with him and saw him singing, what was he, with DOA or something like that, and they were having Dez, yeah. they had
ELO,
they had Dez Kadena.
It's a real thing.
They had Dez Kadena
played with REM. You know that
when.
In D.C. when they were playing with these, when all these bands were playing in D.C.,
yeah, that's what I'm
one of the other bands was R.E.M.
I didn't know they were a D.C. band, R.E.M.
They were playing with all those bands. I'm okay. Telling you, I'm not kidding.
I believe it. I believe it. I mean, Black Flag, their first album, yeah, Rise Above, that was on the same label as The Who.
Black Flag and Minor Threat played a lot of shows with R.E.M. Look it up.
Dude, it's a good thing that there isn't like a punk rock Trivial Pursuit. Because this motherfucker right here would be like,
way too much.
Punk rock Jeopardy.
But yeah, Henry Rollins jumped in the band then. That's sick. And then is the most notable. Now, I'm not talking shit, but not my favorite. But it's definitely the most.
I like Keith Morris.
It's the most.
But I also
it's the most, the most popular shit.
Fuck Henry Rollins. I love
Henry Rollins. Don't say fuck Henry Rollins. He's not my favorite singer of Black Flag, but I have no issue. I like a couple
people,
Rollins albums.
And Flag last year at Punk Rock Bowling.
That's what Keith sings about. But Keith sings on that, right? The original singer.
There were two.
Keith and Ron.
Yeah.
Ron, the first two singers.
Yeah.
There were two versions.
Ron on the Jealous Again EP. They name him like Chav Guevara or something like that on the album.
None of them involved Henry Rollins.
But they were very, very good. Tight.
I'm a liar.
Yes. Now, I don't think it was last year, but like maybe 2 years ago, there was two versions of Black Flag going around.
Right. There was Black Flag and Flag.
There was Flag. And there was Black Flag.
Yeah.
Flag was the one that it was Keith Morris. So that's all I really cared about. I would love to see a Henry Rollins version.
What is the
of Black
the
Flag.
Drummer from The Descendants?
What about the drummer from The Descendants?
Because he played with Black Flag too.
Oh, is it who? Robo? Is Robo's
what
not.
What was his name?
Robo was the drummer in The Misfits too.
The drummer from Descendants.
I don't know who the drummer from Descendants is. I know some of the Black Flag drummers.
I don't know that. I love the Descendants. However, I don't know who their drummer is.
Yeah. I know. I'm trying to think.
Fairly
I knew a
famous
couple
punk
of
rock
them.
That makes
was it the blonde dude that was in Black Flag that played drums after Robo?
No, they only, when I saw him at Punk Rock Bowling, it was only the one drummer. It was the same drummer.
Oh, yeah, but I'm talking about Black Flag from the
80s. I'm going to look up his name, but he fucking
But like
sucks.
Dez, like I think like Dez Kadena and like, I mean, like who else?
Ron Reese, Keith.
Yeah,
those
well,
the, same,
well,
yeah.
The Flag version.
Oh, yeah. That, yeah I'm pretty
was,
sure Flag was
it
Keith
was Morris,
and Ron.
It was Morris.
And Ron, I think. But maybe it's
Dez. Yes, yes.
Dez is the guitar player in the Misfits now.
Well, he...
Oh, good.
The Misfits.
Yes.
Whoa,
hey, there's a couple bands going around with no original members right now. Not dropping any names.
Yeah, there was even like a couple years ago. There was like there was an alternate version of Sham 69.
Really, I didn't hear about
which
that.
Was like wait.
Sham.
Oh wait, 69. Before we get sidetracked,
it was like a Jimmy.
We gotta play some music.
It was a Jimmy Percy version, and then first of all, there's no.
Oh,
there
was no.
Shut the fuck. There was. Stop. There was so it's like similar. It's the same thing.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, let's play Black Flag. We gotta get back to the music.
Go.
We're getting inside track. Black Flag, Rise Above, Pogo City Radio.
Ride the cold, rise above, we're gonna rise above. Make this story what we say. Rise above, we're gonna rise above. Try and stop what we do. Rise above, we're gonna rise above. When they can't do it themselves. Rise above, we're gonna rise above. Way up high, up your abuse. Try to stop us, it's no use. Society's out of control. Rise above, we're gonna rise above. Make this smart, can't think themselves. Rise above, we're gonna rise above. Laugh at us behind our back. Rise above, we're gonna rise above. I find satisfaction in what they lack. Rise above, we're gonna rise above. We are tired of your abuse. Try to stop us, but it's no use. Of your abuse. Try to stop us, it's no use. We're born with a chance. Rise above, we're gonna rise above. I am gonna have my chance. Rise above, we're gonna rise above. We are born with a chance. Rise above, we're gonna rise above. And I am gonna have my chance. Rise above, we're gonna rise above. We are tired of your abuse. Try to stop us, it's no use. Rise above, rise above. We're gonna rise above, we're gonna rise above. We're gonna rise above.
All right, that was Black Flag on Pogo City Radio. We're gonna move right along with Sham 69. Hurry up, Harry.
Coming down a pub. You better tell your mama that Felix.
right, all right. Now that was Sham 69 on.
Yeah, we opened for Sham down at the Barberry. Is that what it is down in Philly?
Barberry.
Yeah, they, I will tell you this right now. They were, in fact,
you gotta talk on the microphone,
they were a sham.
They were a sham.
They were a sham. Yeah. We opened for a sham.
Really?
Yeah, but
I saw all.
I don't even think it has a single original member.
Yeah, that's not. Yeah,
yeah no, were, I love the Barbary. I think that, but that's a. But
3 years
Pep,
ago,
Pep.
Yes,
that's a good. That's a. That's an excellent venue, though, right? Cool.
Oh yeah, Barbary's cool. Awesome.
I saw off with their heads.
At the Barbary.
I saw off with their heads there. Off with their heads. You know who that is?
Speaking of which, we'll come back around to that later on with a song that we pulled up earlier. Off with their heads. That's
I
a good
love
se- that's a good segue
heads.
For then.
Yeah.
Then 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 then.
No 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 no.
But I do not like Pears. I dislike Pears. You know that band? You know that band too.
That's the segue.
Yeah, yeah.
I showed him Pears earlier.
I don't like Pears. I think I
well that's
dislike.
Too bad for you. You're
yeah,
missing out
me.
More Pears for me.
Yeah, more Pears.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, that was something that we did. We opened for the Queers and the Ataris at One Center Square.
And you guys were
you opened up for the Queers
fantastic.
And the Ataris.
The Ataris.
It's a big show, man.
Is it,
I think,
what the
anyway.
Fuck? Give me a goddamn working mic.
Are we recording?
Keep talking.
Are we recording right
Janelle's
now?
Janelle's mic's not
we
working.
Are. All right. I'm in Larry's mic.
Now you're in Larry's mic.
Hold all right. On. So well, my good. Mic is working. No, hugging hold up. Shit. I don't care. Right now, I want to say this. I went to see Bunch of Jerks at One Center Square. Throwouts, One Center Square.
Yeah, when they played with the Ataris and the Queers.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm saying how I thoroughly enjoyed
them. And they were better than, they were way better than the Ataris and the Queers.
I imagine so. That's how I thought it was going to be.
Well, the Ataris.
That's how I thought it was going to be. Excited. To see the Queers.
Join the microphone.
I was actually kind of excited to see the Queers, and they were not that good.
I forget. We were
they were
in
not
town.
That good.
I forget where we were. We were not in town for that show for some reason. Okay. I think we were at the Dead Boys show that night.
It's funny. It's like Janelle comes up to me, and she's like, you said you weren't going to talk shit. I don't care about the Queers and the Ataris.
Well, I'll tell you this.
Who really
the Ataris
cares?
Played the longest
yeah,
set
yeah, yeah.
I have ever witnessed in my life.
What's that song that they were famous for doing? I can't tell you. Boys of Summer,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, did they cover Boys of Summer? Summer?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the one.
Their
yeah,
most popular
they said
song
a black
is a cover.
Flag sticker. They said a black flag sticker
no
on a Cadillac
they,
instead
yeah.
of a Deadhead
their only
sticker
song. No one,
on a Cadillac.
Their most
no
popular
knows,
song
no
is a
no,
cover.
No one knows what else they've done.
I know. I've never. I didn't even know that was them. But I know that song.
The Ataris are only famous for Boys of Summer.
Oh, speaking of which, though, we did.
John Henley.
One of the other bands that opened for us.
I don't care about this.
Hey.
Wait, you guys are upset that I'm talking shit on the Ataris?
I can't get a motherfucking word in edgewise.
No, stop it.
We did have another band that opened for us that night called the Plumcocks around here.
They
were very cool guys.
They were fun. I remember I caught the end.
The Plumcocks, yeah.
What a great name, though. Like, really. Like,
they were local.
The Plum Cocks.
They were good. Sorry.
No,
hear me.
No, seriously.
That does not work.
That's a great name. No, but, like, Pips, I'm serious. First of all, I caught the end of their set, and you're right. However, let's just go right into their name and Plum Cocks. That's the best. That's the best name.
I'm not sure what it means.
Do you want to know what? I think that not knowing what. Not
is it like a short, fat, round cock? Is that
yeah, like a chode?
It's like a
is it a
it's
chode?
Like a chode.
Just pull
chode.
It right out of the
it's a chode.
Yeah, but it's
a
almost
fat,
like a ball shape.
It's
so it's
a,
like real
it's
narrow.
It's a fat, short cock.
Is
it's an
a
actual
plum
cock.
The
like
plum cock.
Yeah,
there you
yeah
are,
so the name alone.
It's a chode.
A
plum cock.
It's
round.
Fantastic.
It's a round chode.
But I mean, I can be a very big fan of pop punk, and I thought for what it was, they were very good. They were very talented cats.
Yeah, so anyway, name aside, I caught the last half of their set,
yeah,
and I thought they were really good.
Yeah.
And I don't even like.
Well, they didn't sell as many tickets
cocks.
As Bunch of Jerks did, because you know when you're doing shows for Tom Taylor, you gotta
damn
sell
right.
tickets.
Damn right.
Right.
And also,
the
that's
plum
a
chodes.
Fucking.
The
that's
plum
awful.
Chodes.
I guess we gotta play some music now. I Andrew.
Yeah. We're gonna get since we got Larry here.
Play Bunch of Jerks.
Joey, it's
we're
okay.
Playing Bunch of, here,
say
right.
What you want. It's
it.
Fine.
Jessica,
trust me,
okay.
I'll get to it.
Okay,
right
Andrew regaining control. Andrew regaining control. We are playing the Parasitics. No fucking way. Now, me and Larry, both bass players here. Larry, of course, the bass player in the Parasitic.
I am rock and roll.
Now,
Victor Wooten's coming on the show in a little bit. To
the
just
bass player. We're talking over here. We don't like. Now, look, I can play slap bass. I can play
oh,
funk.
You can play bass,
I can play
like
a little bit of jazz, but I play punk rock. And I play with a pick the majority of the time. And if you don't like playing with a pick on the bass, go fuck your mother. If you're one of those people that's like, oh, well,
he
you're not a good bass player, if you play with a pick. I can play pizzicato, you know, like with your fingers. I can play like that. I can play slap. I can play pop. But come on, we're talking about punk rock. I'm going up and down. With a fucking heavy gauge
with a
pick.
Fucking pick.
You know what I'm saying? Fucking A, right.
Yes. You're going to get a tighter sound like to it, too. Yes, exactly.
But I like the pick. I like the pick.
I mean, Didi's strumming down the whole fucking time. Do you know what I mean? I'm not strumming down the whole time. I ain't doing that.
I mean, if you're playing punk, you're not playing with a fucking pick.
What do you want to do? Have punk rock and sound like the Spin Doctors? You want to sound like the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Well, that's like the slap. No, you know what? You want to know what? I want. And I also like the Spin Doctors.
If you like to tell me that,
go ahead now. If you want to tell me flowers, go ahead now.
What are you doing on there, Andrew?
If you want to buy me flowers, just go ahead now.
You already did this one on the last show. Track number 5.
right. Now, that right there was Bunch of Jerks, and yes. we have the singer from Bunch of Jerks here with us, Joey Pip. Now, what's really funny is... And this is the second show tonight Joey's been on. And we also played Bunch of Jerks in the first show. And on the first show, we played off the album We Make Party. We played the track We
Where's
Make Party.
Where's the namesake? Yeah.
And then when we went here, I didn't intro the song as it came on because Joey was saying, you already played this song. You already played this song. I was like, no, he didn't. This last song we played was Boomers. So we got the lead singer confusing songs on the show.
Yeah, man. I write all the lyrics. I write a lot of the music. I forget my own lyrics. The songs all sound the same to me. It's just, you know, when it's all you do a lot, it's just, I guess that's what happens.
All right, but remember, guys, these are two local bands we just played, the Parasitics and Bunch of Jerks. I mean, they're playing all over the East Coast pretty. Like, I see you guys having shows everywhere, you know what I mean? Parasitics, you guys did that little three weekend thing a couple months ago.
That thing.
I don't remember what. Weekend of Debauchery. And I mean, you've been on the road with the Hub City Stompers. So you guys can get their music if you guys go to like Facebook or you guys got band camps and shit. I mean, you can find the Parasitics on fucking Spotify with the Split with Blanks getting blasted. So,
or on vinyl in my living room every time I get drunk.
Hey, we got it hanging on the wall over there.
Fuck yeah.
But since we're talking about a lot of the local bands we like to play, this next band isn't really a local band, but they've played some Pogo City Radio shows.
Definitely been local.
And both these guys have played with them in their neck of the woods, that being Connecticut. We're going to get the Damn Broads, who were cool enough to mail us their new album, Looks Do Kill. Here's the first track.
Oh, I haven't heard it yet.
No, I really, really
awesome.
Like the Damn
Oh,
Broads.
I'm psyched about this.
I think they're really good.
A time for fun, a job well done for Pabst Blue Ribbon beer. It's fun to relax and join your friends with Pabst Blue Ribbon beer. For fellowship, companionship, drink a toast delicious and clear. Pabst makes it perfect when good friends meet for Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
Okay, now that was the Damn Broads. Yes, they do. They got to make me run and hit the mute button. But yeah, that was the Damn Broads with Car Bar off the new album. Now, you guys can find a lot of... They got some awesome, awesome high-def fucking super quality videos on YouTube. If you guys want the new album, you guys can buy it right online. You can download it from Bandcamp. You can hear all their older albums on Bandcamp. Go check out the Broads. Go support them. They love Pogo City Radio, and we love them.
Andrew.
We also, yes.
Can I just tell you a quick story about the first time we ever played with the Damn Broads?
That's what the show's all about, my all man.
Right, so we played this fall punk festival in Connecticut, and Damn Broads were one of the bands on the bill, and I had never heard them ever before, but I'll never forget hearing them. I thought they were fucking awesome.
They
it's
are,
three
dude.
Chicks
talking
three
about
chicks.
angsty.
We were talking about the last show
fucking rocking
angst,
out
dude.
And there was, And their songs were really good.
Aggressive. They were like well-written,
yeah.
melodic.
Yeah.
They have
yeah.
a lot of yeah. material out there too.
Yeah,
so
oh,
you
yeah.
guys can find plenty of tracks.
They weren't even like I'd never heard of them ever before, and I thought like when I heard them play and saw them play, I was like, "Oh my god."
And the best
fuck,
part is they're humble.
Fuck. Yeah.
Yeah, they're mad
very
cool. Well, they
them,
sent
I'm
us
talking
a bunch
about
of their albums.
I didn't
sent
know
us
them.
Compilations.
I didn't know them. Yeah. But that's you guys know them. I know them too. But I'm saying I'm
back
talking
then.
About back when yeah. no one yeah. knew who they were. Mm-hmm. It was the first time we had ever seen them, and they're great. I think they're
oh, absolutely.
So great. But I'm talking about when no one had ever seen them. No one had ever known who they were. Mm-hmm. They were one of the opening bands we played, and it was
I love Larry. Man.
It was
love
Bad English
things.
And. Oh, Bad English.
Oh, Bad English.
I love that band.
Bad English.
I think
most brilliant
flyer
name
for
a band
show.
Ever.
Like somebody posted it like a memory, like a Facebook memory. I think I saw a flyer for that
yeah.
show.
Oh, they played that Midwest Live and Loud with us, too.
The Broadstone. Yeah,
no,
Bad
well,
English.
No.
Oh, the Bad
yeah,
English.
The Bad English.
Yeah, no, we're
just hopping bands all over the place right now.
All right.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
the next
so
band
anyway,
we got playing.
So anyway, it was supposed to be the Bad English and Pomp. That band. That
Larry
band,
interrupts.
That band. Well,
shut
I'm telling
the
story.
Oh,
Rude, hey, rude girl. Hey, rude girl.
He's the rude
you
girl.
Definitely
now.
Earned your
You're
name.
The rude girl
you definitely,
here, yo.
You definitely earned
she
your name because you're rude.
Yep, that's
you're rude.
Friend.
She's not rude.
I am rude.
You're
so anyway,
that's the whole point.
So anyway, it was the first time I had ever played with the damn
Oh my god, really?
And they were fantastic. So
really,
well, shut up. I have to back it up because she ruined my story.
Well, it's a good thing this is
my story. It's fine. I think it adds more characters.
I'm shout out to my friends
it's fine.
Right now.
It's fine.
Whoop, whoop,
sorry,
whoop.
Sorry.
Hear the wheels. Hear the wheels. Talk about the Midwest. I want to get drunk.
Stop. First time I ever played with Dan Broads, it was in Germantown. It was in Germantown, Connecticut. It was at a German
so,
club,
just as
a German,
reference,
a German
the pogo
like.
Has been done
that,
like
built.
I don't wanna be. I don't wanna be here. I'd rather stay at home with my back and drinking lots of beer. Not one week fucking stuck, like a steel captain.
All right, that was the Wheels on Pogo City Radio. Now, we're talking during the track, and it's funny. We're joking around how, but it had to happen. If you were a kid and you were into punk rock, we're joking around about having our parents when we were 13 and 14 years old driving us to shows. And I mean, I was getting driven. I'm a little bit younger than Larry. Not much, but a little bit younger. Yeah. Not quite as old as Larry. And so you were going to the Cove a lot in, where was that, Rawley or Roselle Park?
Oh my God,
Roselle Park.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I was getting rides down to the Chrome Lounge. So that's where I was getting rides from my parents. Yeah, P-Bird. Yeah. I remember Kate.
Damn,
yeah.
Dude.
I also remember, do you guys remember Scarlett's in Bethlehem?
Oh, yeah.
Scarlett's.
I was like 13.
Dude, rest in peace. 12.
You guys remember when Mel's Putton Play was doing shows? I seen Toxic Shock.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Mel's Putton Play.
That's the thing. Toxic Shock and Potts. Yeah. I'm really good friends with Pottsy. Because when he was in Toxic Shock, my high school band, The Reckless, used to play all the time. We used to go to Randy, the dude from Toxic Shock. Mm-hmm. He had like a house. Well, his parents had a house.
You got to talk in the mic.
And we would just go there and just
jam. Like talking.
I don't know why.
Just speaking of our parents riding, like driving us to shows.
Well, you were talking about Ryan Potts and Toxic Shock.
We used to my buddies, remember the Sloppy Joes?
Yes.
Way back in the day?
Yes, I do.
His Matt McLeod's mom had this sick conversion van with like the tiny little TV in the fucking back and like all the curtains that pulled down.
We'd
roll up to shows and a bunch of like pissed
like
off 14-year-olds.
Like it's a mini tour bus.
Would jump out, and his mom's just like, "Bye, Matthew.
Bye,
love you.
We'll pick you up at 8,
have
honey.
A good show. Let all your aggression out because you're going to be grounded later."
But if you were a punk rock kid, you had to be. You didn't have a license when you were 13 and 14.
No,
you
know man. What I mean? She used to go to shows at Sterling Hotel with us and
hell
in
yeah,
the back.
Dude.
Watching like the Addicts and the UK Subs funeral.
Actually, I was old enough to drive myself to the Exploited show, but my mom would have driven me if I wasn't old enough.
Yeah. Remember parking in that back alley and having
Frank
Mayhem buy me 40 ounces?
Yes, me too, dude. Yep. I can remember being fucking puke ass drunk on the steps of fucking St. Anthony's Youth Center.
Somebody just told me a story
fucking
about you
Mayhem
at the fucking
buying
Addicts
us
show.
40s. The Addicts show at CBGB's. Oh, no, the GBH show.
No, at Sterling Hotel.
No, this is what happened,
same
right?
Same night.
Yes. What happened was we were going to go to the Addicts show, but what happened was we went to GBH and fucking Ryan Darrenpool. We're all like 15 and 16.
No.
Darrenpool is pounding beers in the front row. We are obviously underage. The bouncers just ripped us up and threw us all out like four songs into GBH. And then we didn't have enough money to get to the Addicts show. That was right down the street. And we saw like four songs by GBH, didn't have enough money for the Addicts, and got fucked because Darrenpool knew to be an asshole.
Darrenpool tended to like ruin a lot of people's fun.
Yes.
I've seen him evade police more than just a handful of times.
I'm not going to talk about it on the show, but did you happen to notice what he got arrested
for?
That was fucking hilarious.
I'm glad you said that you weren't going to talk about it. Because I was just going to blurt
it out. She brings it up. Yes,
right at the police.
Yeah, at the police station. At the police station.
Was on the
masturbating.
Yeah, masturbating at the police station on the corner.
I saw his picture and I was just like, fucking
I was
terrible,
like, Jesus
man.
Christ. You know, he tried to stab me one time. Pulled
I believe
a knife
it.
While we were fighting one time. Fucking crazy. All right, let's stop talking shit on people. Let's stop talking. Here's the Oi Scouts. Oi Punk. Yes.
What does it call? Don't you like your brainwashing? Guess you
All right, now that was the Oi Scouts on Pogo City Radio. You guys can go back in to the archives. We've had Gabe on here countless fucking times. Some of the most hilarious fucking episodes we've ever done. But we also had the Oi Scouts special. There's been Gabe hanging out, but then there was the Oi Scouts special with Matt and Gabe where we took calls. We had Mike Blanks calling. We had callers, all listeners from all over the country calling.
Mike Blanks called
in. It was
in.
A lot. He called in as a caller. Yeah.
That's pretty
but
great.
But it was awesome. A 3-hour live special. You guys go back in the archives. You can find it. It was the 1-year anniversary. It was awesome. But we're about out of time for tonight. So I'm figuring everybody can say bye. And we can plug all the holes. Plug all the holes we need to. But all right, so why don't you guys tell me where you can get a hold of the Bunch of Jerks. You tell me where you can get a hold of the Parasitics. And remember, guys, always hit us up at PogoCityRadio.com. And you guys can always find all the shows there and a bunch of articles. But where can we find Bunch of Jerks?
Well, first of all, thank you guys for having me.
Absolutely.
Big fucking shout out.
Yay, Joey Pitt.
Yeah, Bunch of Jerks, if you just do www.bunchofjerks.net, that will lead you directly to our Bandcamp page, and then YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, all that fun
bunch
stuff.
Bunch of Jerks, one word.
Bunch of Jerks,
bunch
all
of
one. Not
jerks.
Not of Jerks, bunch hey. Of Jerks. Yeah. And then a quick shout out because I forgot the last time. Chris Slaughter from
what up, Chris Slaughter?
The American Myth. He's the one who did all of our recording for free
sounds
for us.
Sounds great. It sounds great.
Yeah,
it
no,
does,
it's
it,
it turned out really professional, and we're all really happy with it. But that was his brainchild. He did all the recording and a hell of a lot of the mixing. So big
awesome.
Shout out to Chris Slaughter.
Yeah, now remember, we played Bunch of Jerks earlier tonight, and we also played him in the last show. And you guys know where you can get a hold of the Parasitic shit. But Larry, give us some shout outs. Some
plugs.
Give us some plugs. Plugs. Just need to plug.
I need some plugs.
I have no plugs. I have nothing.
Okay.
So
well,
you
guys can get the Parasitic.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
At Bandcamp, you can get them on Facebook, and you can get them on Spotify.
And if anybody
the new,
wants
Getting
to see,
Blasted album.
Parasitics and Bunch of Jerks finally get together in the air and do a show.
Oh, hi. Right?
That means
why not?
I'm so excited.
So
yeah, that's fun.
See that? Hey, yes.
Let
I
us talk. Know because we want to get it done, man.
I just let you know.
And maybe Dan Broads, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, get the
why not?
Out.
Yeah,
Dan
definitely.
Broads.
Why
not?
I know they're listening right now. The Broads listen to all our shit. So, girls,
they are the
girls
shit.
Hit us up. We want to make it happen.
Please, love you, girls.
Oh, and also.
Fucking Broads.
Big shout out to Hub City Stompers playing their first show without me on drums in
quite
some time tonight with the great, great Mephiscopheles.
All right, guys, we're going to get out of here for now with the Stitches and Better Off Dead.